And what are some of the complaints people come in with?
The common complaints are either chronic pain syndrome of some sort, sometimes can be a specific back or hip injury. Anxiety is a very common one, depression, insomnia.
What proportion would you say come in with these sort of common mental disorders, anxiety and depression?
Probably anxiety, depression represent about half the patients.
Right, as many as that?
Yeah.
Couldn't that make their problems worse?
If somebody has mild daily anxiety, they're just trying to get to feel 25% better, is it reasonable for them to try using a little plant extract? If you look at it that way, I mean, it's kind of hard to argue against. It's just it's been built up as being such a, you know, scary, scary thing, and it just isn't.
What if I walked into your practice on a Monday morning and I sat down and I said, Dr. Frankel, my mood's good. I don't have any pain. But you know what? I just can't seem to get over writer's block. I'm sitting at my PC and I'm just not getting it. And I've been stuck for a week. Can you give me anything for my creativity?
I know that people would disagree with it, but with me for saying this, but to me that's a reasonable, I think, human right to try improve your situation by doing constructive things under a professional's care.
And could that include cannabis?
Yes, in my opinion.
But would it be fair for me to think that it doesn't really matter what people come in with, if they're the right age and they've got general pain or psychological problems, the answer from Dr. Frankel's point of view is cannabis?
Yes. I mean, if I were a cardiologist and patients were coming in to me, they'd be leaving with cardiology medications. If I'm a cannabinologist and they're coming to me because they've tried so many other things and they failed, the likelihood is they're going to leave with a cannabis recommendation.